Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Jones, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. July 9th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Jones, I will write to you in regard to Brother Gibbs. I think you should consider his case carefully. I have, you know, plainly stated to you the difficulties existing with Brother Maxon and of allowing Dr. Maxon and his family connections to come in to run the sanitarium. When the testimony was borne that he could not run the sanitarium as manager or superintendent, and then that these important interests, notwithstanding, had been put into his hands, was a great mistake. He has been pleased to do a work that does not belong to him to do, and that notwithstanding the light that God has given, that he was not a manager. Yet he was placed in union with his brother-in-law as superintendent and manager. I now again present that which I have before given you in reference to Dr. Gibbs. He will come in if he is invited to come. I shall say no more, but please look at the letters I have written you before Dr. Maxon consented to serve. I will not burden my soul over this matter. May the Lord help you to make right decisions is my prayer. I have just returned from speaking to the teachers and students in regard to general hygiene. I opened the meeting with prayer. I felt deeply the necessity of the Lord's special working upon the hearts of the students. I believe the Lord will work and give us the victory. We want a living faith demonstrated with works. May the Lord grant us His grace every hour. We hope that there will be no do-nothings, the persons who ignore all work and all personal responsibility. How will stand the pages of history in the book of heaven? Will there be off against their names a mournful, trees in the vineyard but only cumberers, darkening with their unproductive boughs the ground that other fruit-bearing trees would occupy? We greatly desire to understand how to treat all cases as we should. We know that every effort should be made, that is possible, to bring souls from darkness to light. I thought quite strange the sending away of so many responsible men from Battle Creek in this crisis. Had Elder Olson remained, to evidence before those who had his influence to sustain the wrongdoer, it would be the right thing to do, to show that he would stand free to do the will of God, irrespective of consequences. I see no light in sending men away from Battle Creek, when of all places in the world it is now that men of experience and fidelity are needed. If Brother Olson had indeed sanctioned any wrong in the men who are now under great temptation, why did he not remain and seek to save these men? His course of action is not right. He should have done everything possible to have helped the men out of the wrongs he had, by his influence, helped them in their delusion and deception. I know that Satan will take another tack to work. He has no idea of giving up the contest. He will appear in another line to carry his projects through to the end. These men might have been saved if Elder Olson had been faithful to his responsibilities. My heart aches as I think of all the unfaithfulness, notwithstanding all the light the Lord has given to his people, line upon line, precept upon precept. But the sad part of it is, but few understand or know anything about the warnings God has given. But some do know, and some have known. And I am so sorry that the history of the past has been as it has, but I will write no more. In haste.